Texans head coach Gary Kubiak goes to the podium for his Sunday press conference the day after the Texans take care of the 49ers in preseason action. And the first question out of the box, the health of Brian Cushing.
We came out fine. I mean, probably the biggest one is Cush's bruised ribs. You know, he didn't miss any of his time. He played extremely well. He's pretty sore today, so I think he'll be day-to-day. Obviously, we're not going to do anything today or really tomorrow. We're just going to go out and correct some mistakes. So all the guys that are nicked up should be back on the field Tuesday.
How'd Newton grade out?
You know, he did pretty good. He continues to flash. He's a young player that flashes the ability to be one heck of a player. We're trying to find that consistency there along the way. But I think he took a step forward. We gave him an opportunity to start. I think he took advantage of it. You know, I think he went out there and did some good things. We still got to get it totally consistent. Butler played well also in the game. So that battle is going to go till the very end. And, you know, how we proceed with that this week, who starts this week, we'll wait and see. But, it was a good outing for both those guys.
Coach, could you talk about what you had playing with Cody out behind him, with Earl Mitchell and Sonny Harris?
Yeah, we were trying to go right down the middle, Mark, play them as if we were playing a regular season game, you know, rotate those two guys. We played, you know, when Sean's in there, we rotate Sean and Earl. So I want to say they played like 19 plays and 23 plays respectively, so pretty much down the middle. Earl continues to grow as a player. We have really liked what we've seen from Sonny throughout camp, but he has missed some time with an injury, a muscle issue, but was able to make it through last week, did play. It was a positive step for him. He did some good things in the game.
Gary, considering how well Martin and Gene have done with the first team, have you thought about giving Posey some of those reps when Andre comes out?
Yeah, the game, the way it kind of played out last night, really the guys that were working with the third group did not get many reps last night. It's just the way the game planned, the way it came out. I wish I would have got DeVere a little bit more, but those other two guys are playing extremely well. They're picking things up extremely well. It's not that I wouldn't say DeVere is not doing the same things. I would not say that. I just think it has taken him a little bit more time to get going with the offense, so to speak. I've mentioned many times to you guys throughout the course of the month, he did miss a year of football in a lot of ways last year, but his ability shows up. He had a chance to make a play. You know, Case missed him there late in the game, trying to give him a chance to make a play. And you know, he will get plenty of time. You know, between this week, we're going to play our starters a bunch, obviously, this week, but before this preseason's over, he'll get plenty of time.
What do you do if Graham keeps kicking all these long field goals and looking so good?
Yeah, he was good last night. You know, he made his two kicks, and obviously Randy missed his one. But he's done a good job, John. They both done a pretty good job kicking off. The biggest thing with those two guys, that battle is going to be decided. I mean, there's so many things going on. We're looking at the big picture, not just one preseason game or one practice. We've been charting them the whole time. It's very, very close. And, you're right, one's a veteran guy. And one's a young kid with a lot of talent that's got to, prove that he can do it. So it's going to be a tough decision, and, they're both making it tough on us. But Shane did a good job last night.
Did you ever think about just letting Bullock do all the kicking in preseason to get him ready for regular season?
Well, I mean, we're not going to give anybody anything, John. And, you got to earn it to be out there, and then competition makes everybody better. And it's been very competitive in camp. I mean, it's been very close, and it's kind of went back and forth each and every day. And I think, in the long haul, obviously one of them's going to be our kicker. And I wouldn't be surprised if the other one ends up kicking somewhere else. So that's good for our team. So, we'll see how it plays out. We've got a couple of weeks to work through it.
Gary, how much did it help when you play a hard-nosed team like you did last night? How much did
it helps a lot, Matt. Yeah, it helps a lot. You know, I said after the game, it was that first half of football is a very physical game. I mean, two teams getting after it, and it is the preseason, but that was a very real, picture for us, I think, as a team of, where we're heading and where we have to be here in a couple of weeks. So got a lot of respect for the program, the job that they do. And, it was a good test for our ones. Our ones are able to look at a good first half of football, both offensively and defensively, and kind of evaluate themselves and see where they need to go this week.
You said the starters would play more. What exactly?
This week. Yeah, my plan always in the third preseason game is to hopefully play them three quarters. You know, sometimes I've done that. Sometimes I've taken them out before that period of time is over. But I want them their mindset to be that they're going to go three quarters this week, because in a lot of ways it is their last tune-up before we go to Miami.
You said you're going to get Case more snaps. Of course, he didn't get a lot of snaps, but how did he do last night?
You know, I thought he did fine. Made a great play first. You know, we're in a position right there. It's tough as a coach because if you're trying to put that game away, you're probably not throwing the ball there with 5 or 6 minutes left. But I wanted to give the young man a chance to make some plays. He made a great play. The first play on the boot, made a great throw. He missed DeVere on the deep over route that would have been, you know, been a nice play for both of them to make. But I like what he's done. I like the way he handles himself. He handles the group. And, you always want more reps for all those guys, but they're hard to come by. So we'll have to, you know, it's like everything else, take everything into account here as we move forward and decide what we're going to do, you know, behind Matt and TJ. So it's a good battle going on between him and Beck.
You talked about Les Starr last night, but after last season with his injury and, you know, and going undrafted and all that, what did he do this offseason to put himself in the position that he is now to make these plays?
Well, he had a good offseason, Nick. He's, he was very good in our program as far as working and that type of thing. I do know this, you know, there's a period of time where when OTAs are over and when camp starts, nowadays in the NFL is, what, about 5 weeks or something, where coaches and players are, you know, in no contact with each other. But I know this. I know that he was in Matt's hip pocket and worked extremely hard with Matt. So I think it shows. I just think he knows what he's doing now, so it's not hard for him to go out there and play. As far as assignment-wise, his talents kind of take over. He's gaining confidence with every play that he makes. And, all the skill is there. And as I've said before, I don't think he just has a chance to be a good player. I think he has a chance to be a really good player. So that's what we're pushing him toward.
Did you have an idea with him pretty early on when you got him last year as an undrafted free agent that he might be a good find for this team?
Well, the size and ability, you know, that'd be easy to talk about. But I think one thing you never know about players, some guys just when the lights go on, they get a little bit better. And this seems like this is that type of young man. You know, he was having a good camp last year, but he goes out there against the Jets, and all of a sudden, boom, he makes a couple of big plays. You know, it's happened this preseason again. So, you know, that's what you're looking for. Some guys find a way to take it up a notch once you hit the field on game day, and it sure looks like that's what he tends to do. So that's a good sign.
Notice Trendon covering a punt late in the game. Is that an expanded role of him?
Yeah, I told you he's going to have to do a lot. So we've been planning on doing that with him, you know. I mean, he's obviously with that speed and stuff, he can go out there, and Trendon's tough, you know. I mean, y'all can see how difficult he is to tackle, too, and on the returns, but that's something else we would like him to do. If he's going to make this team as a specialty player, the more snaps we can get him on the field, the better. So if that's something he can do for us, it gives a DB a break, when we do have to punt, those type of things, and should make our team better.
Coach, what did you see on tape in the first half, running the ball and stopping the run?
I don't think we stopped the run the way we need to stop the run. I think we can tackle better when we tackle. They are a good physical football team. Some of those runs were, it's kind of, there were situations like third and long, a lot of third down runs on us, so it's something we've got to, shore up. As far as us running the ball, we came out aggressive throwing the ball early. I think we only ran like 8 or 9 plays in the first quarter. I did want Arian to touch the ball 10 times, and I think he actually had 10 carries in the game. I thought as he got going, he got better. We can always play better up front, but I thought our ones, pretty good. And our twos offensively, I was disappointed in how we played. We played a lot better last week than we played this past last night.
Can you talk about Brandon Harris? He just seems like he's playing really well.
Yeah, he really is. Throughout this camp, guys' names come up like Garrett Graham, players like that, Mr. Alexander, guys taking a big step early in their career and showing a lot of improvement. And I think you got to put B in there, from the last 4 or 5 days of OTAs throughout this training camp, he's become a better player every time he steps on the field. So that's been important. And the thing I liked last night, he responded. He needs to play better on special teams for us, and he did that last night. He and I talked about it last week, and he came back and did a pretty good job.
Coach, it looked like you guys had Shiloh kind of like a nickel linebacker in the third quarter. Is that something we could expect to see a little bit more of last couple games?
Yeah, we play dime, got one backer on the field, or, if we go to nickel and we leave two backers, it all depends what's going on, but he can get caught in that box. It happens to GQ on some of the things we do, and that was my point. You asked me about them running the ball on us. They ran the ball and nickel on us on some third downs when we had, our smaller group on the field, our cover group on the field. And if we do that, then guys like Shiloh and that have to hold up, and we got to tackle and find a way to get off the field. He's very aggressive. He made some good plays last night.
Are we looking at any chance that J.J. gets into either one of these last two preseason games?
Well, I think we're very close. I was just talking to Cap. He's going to go to work starting tomorrow, doing a lot of sled work and position-specific type stuff. But he will still work with the trainers. I think we're very close to getting him on the field. And, you know, to say later this week would probably be that would get me real excited. But I think to say that he would be on the field next week getting his reps with the defense would probably be a pretty fair assessment at this point.
Coach, with the way the last season ended with Matt Schaub missing a lot of time and Andre missing a lot of time, how nice was it for you to actually see those two guys back on the field? And not only that, the big connection that that they had early in the game.
Yeah, that's important, and they practiced real good the last 8 or 10 days to me, you know, because Andre had missed a time, Matt had been rusty, and you can see them in practice starting to come together a little bit. That's very important because that gives confidence to our whole offense. And then watching some of these young kids that look like we're going to be able to contribute to our, you know, football team, we could end up very strong at a position that we were very concerned at going into this camp. So hopefully these guys keep moving forward and Andre and Matt continue to play the way they've always played for us.
What were you most disappointed about?
In the game? Probably our second group offensively, you know, I guess, if I was going to go one place. You know, I thought we had taken some good steps last week. You know, we're trying to get Brandon Brooks a lot of reps. You know, what we have, 3 or 4 holding calls with the group. We just didn't operate very sharply and wanted to see those guys take a step forward. Now, in that same breath, let me say this, John, Ben Jones is playing very well. The young center's playing very well with that group. He's been a bright spot throughout camp, and you guys can see him continue to get more reps.
What was one thing you were the happiest about?
Our effort. I like the way we're playing, John. We're playing hard offensively, defensively, special teams, and we're making mistakes. But when you play hard, you find a way to, you know, still win games through mistakes, and you come correct them the next day. So I love our effort as a team right now.
But don't y'all always play hard?
We're supposed to. Hopefully we keep doing that.
Can you look and see, well, we played harder at this game than we did last week, or is it just you get more players doing it the way you want?
Kind of got me right there. Ask one more time.
How can you tell when you play harder?
You know, you look for. I'm not saying we played harder this week than last week. I think we pride ourselves on playing with great effort as a team. You know, we really challenge each other. Players are hard on each other. You know, we talk all the time about little plays that are the difference between winning and losing. I'll give you a great example. Last night, the play James Casey makes on the 3rd and 2 is a difference in, you know, being up 10-6 at halftime or being down. I mean, those plays like that are the difference. And he makes another great play on Arian's run 3 plays later. He played extremely well in the game. So we always talk about those type of plays as a team because we think they're the difference when it's all said and done, week in and week out and winning. So need to continue that effort.
How much does that effort have to do with your leaders setting the tempo and everybody else making sure they do it the way they do it?
Well, it starts with consistency and coaching. I think coaching effort and holding guys accountable, and then it filters from the leaders on your team, John. And you're right. If they do it themselves, then they're going to demand it of others, and it filters throughout your whole football team. So that's a good trait to have, and we need to hang on to it.
Any update on Sean Cody? Do you think he'll be back on the field this
week? We expect Sean to start running tomorrow. So, you know, we'll see where we're at, Nick. He'll be day-to-day.